Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about The Vampire Diaries Best Served Cold, which I'm just still trying to process the fact that Caroline is carrying Alaric's babies.
I know.
Like, so does that mean, huh?
No, I was going to say I'm just as confused about it as you are.
Well, obviously it's because Candace King now, because she is married, is pregnant in real life. I think that was a way to still have her present and have shots from the neck down without having to hide, you know, giant baskets in front of her, kind of like what they did with Deborah Messing when she was pregnant on Will and Grace.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the reason why, because that, like, kind of switches up the whole storyline.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. It does explain the twins, because obviously Joe isn't going to carry them since she got sick and died. Rest in peace, Joe. So now we know that Caroline is going to be the one giving birth to the twins.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so that makes Caroline sort of a surrogate mother to the Gemini twins.
Yes. And she's engaged to Alaric, which is also weird.
Yeah, that's what we find out. But then I also heard that there's trouble in paradise in this flash forward, and that there may be hope for Steriline.
Oh God!
It's not Inception, but it's just so complicated at this point that I don't think my brain can process any of this right now. I mean, it's Alaric and Caroline. Alaric,
I know.
And Caroline.
Wait, I know, because I've been bringing up Julie's blog at the end, but in this case, I'm going to say something that she says on there now so that we can have some peace of mind, because she says, WTF is happening with Caroline Forbes? And then she says, tune in next week for a full explanation from me. So I guess we're going to see a little more next week, and then she might explain something, which might help, but still, it's random. It's random, just like Bonnie and Enzo. It's just weird. It's
super. Both of those couples are super weird. There's just so many things wrong with this. I just don't see Alaric with Caroline. He's like a surrogate dad to the group. I don't know.
Exactly.
Let's not go there.
And with Bonnie and Enzo, it's like they are getting these little scenes back and forth with each other, you know, with the little banter, and it's funny. So maybe I can see it going on. I don't hate that storyline. But the Caroline and Alaric thing, I don't know. I was kind of like, my mouth dropped. I was like, what?
Well, it's not like there was any indication that there was an attraction anywhere in the history of this show.
Exactly.
Alaric was always the father figure that everybody needed, because apparently dads don't exist in that town. Well, actually, parents in general do not exist in that town. So he was kind of the surrogate father for that whole gang. So to have the surrogate father dating one of the quote-unquote surrogate children, it's just very off-putting.
It's just odd.
Yeah, it is. But if Julie Plec says she's going to explain it next week, then I'm going to wait for that explanation, and it better be a good one, because
I agree.
I don't understand. And then the whole Bonnie and Enzo thing, you know, what really confuses me is people have been demanding for good love interest for Bonnie. I mean, she had something with Jeremy, which I wasn't really on board for. And people really liked her chemistry with Kai, you know, the whole Bankai fandom. And Julie Plec's excuse for her not hooking up with, you know, a Damon or a Kai or a Klaus is that they're just psychotic evil murderers. But who is Enzo? What is Enzo?
Yeah,
if not a jealous high school troll murderer.
Oh, somebody's not a fan of Enzo.
It's not that I'm not a fan of Enzo. When he first appeared, I was like, okay, maybe. But he's just a troublemaker. He seems like a bored troublemaker. He's not happy with his life, so he takes out on other people.
Well, I think I don't know if you have, but I see him a little bit different so far. Like, yeah, he was causing trouble because he sided with Lily, and I really wasn't expecting that. But I don't know. I think he's starting to realize that she's just playing him. Like, she's just using him to babysit her and whatever. Like, she doesn't have any use for him. So I think he's realizing that, and I think he's changing his tune a little bit.
It would be nice.
But I could be wrong.
I would love for Enzo, and actually just a general rule for the entire cast, to act for once in their life, make a decision because of your brain and not the fire in your loin. You know what I mean?
True that.
Everyone is guided by their genitals at this point. They're just whatever direction. It's like the North Star. At this point, go to it. That's exactly what affected or determined every decision on this show for the last, say, five
seasons. Except
Matt. So far.
Matt's probably the only one that doesn't.
Because Matt is
Bonnie.
Trying to live. He's a human trying to live in a world full of supernatural creatures that end up killing everyone he loves. So let's look at Matt for a second, because this guy's got no prospects. His friends are dead. Technically, they're vampires. The ones that are alive are supernatural, so that's Bonnie. I think that's his only non-supernatural friend, because we can count for, wait, no. Bonnie is supernatural. Okay, so his only non-dead friends are Bonnie and Tyler. Tyler skipped town. I don't know what's going on with Bonnie and her. She's wrapped up in the vampire nonsense. And he's got no family. They're all dead. So basically, Matt is alone, has no future except to guard this empty town. That is his life.
Poor Matt. I saw him on the episode, I was like, oh my god, Matt's back. And then I was like, oh shit, now Nora's messing with him.
He's like, he's just like some vampire / supernatural bait. Everyone wants to mess with him because he's human.
Well, Matt does like threesomes, doesn't he? Didn't he have one with Rebecca and Nadia? So Nora and Mary Louise might bring Matt into their mix.
I don't know, because they seem to be female inclined. That seems to be a girls only club.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Nora
maybe,
was like,
maybe,
hey Matt, let me introduce you to people. Maybe they're going to spice things up a little. I don't know, but they annoy me either way. I don't care.
Yes, they are not the most engrossing characters, so I will not pay much attention to that storyline until they finally do something interesting.
You know what I like on this season so far? I think Bonnie's getting better dialogue, because she has some pretty funny. She was calling Joe Fojo.
Yeah. I like that. I like that they're allowing her to have a personality again.
Exactly.
For the longest time, she was just kind of there, like, bleh, stuck in purgatory of emotions, dealing with the crap that's happened to her past. But now they're it's fun Bonnie season now. And maybe,
exactly.
You know, I'm just trying to point this out. You know, Damon, he's pretty humorous and sarcastic too. So, and, you know, he's lonely, and Elena's not in the picture for a long time, so he could
Are you back on that ship? I thought you were over the Bayman.
I may jump back on that ship the more respect
Uh-oh.
He shows her.
But
he has to respect her first.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we already know she's going to end up with Enzo. You see, this is why I don't like these flash forwards. I don't like them.
It's complicated. Everything, yeah. I think the name for, they should just change the title of the show to It's Complicated. Although
yes,
Nancy Myers
I
might
agree.
Sue for copyright infringement, but still.
Can we get to the most heartbreaking scene of this episode? Because I was really sad.
Fojo? Yes.
Matt Davis.
Yes.
That scene was amazing when he was saying goodbye to her. Oh, my God. My heart broke.
I couldn't hold it together when he was like, thank you for letting me say goodbye.
I know.
I was definitely...
like, oh, my God, because she said, like, she, like, apologized that she wasn't his wife, which I thought was cute because, you know, he was still getting to say goodbye to her because, I mean, it was her previously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't
I'm
know. I just,
little...
oh my God, it was so cute.
Yeah, and I have a question about that too, because whoever that is or who is inhabiting Joe's body, she seemed like
mm-hmm.
a really good person. So what was
yeah.
she doing trapped in the in this Phoenix Stone with some with people like whoever took over what's his name? The other heretic, Ollie.
Oscar,
yeah. Whoever took over Oscar's body and Julian, they were all, these are bad people trapped in the stone, but she was a good one. So how did that happen? I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, before, because it was Valerie that explained what was happening, right? That the, because Joe wasn't a vampire before, I guess, her body rejected the vampire spirit that was in there, I guess. But before I saw that, I wrote down in my notes, I was like, so Joe has a vampire soul inside her, but she doesn't crave blood. I was kind of like, why doesn't she crave blood, but Oscar is like going crazy. But then once we learned everything, I was like, okay, so that makes sense then. But yeah, you're
yeah.
right. She didn't sound like a bad person, and she even gave Rick back the gun because she said she didn't. But, I mean, she was old school because, remember, she didn't even know what a TV was and all that.
Yeah, either she was a big threat or she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Because she definitely didn't fit in with the company in that stone.
No, definitely not. Well, that we know.
Do you
know
think
of.
We're
going to
see more people? Well, yeah. Do you think we're going to see more people, or is that it? Like, do you think somehow they're going to break the stone and all the souls are going to be released?
If we're going
because it could happen.
Vampire Diaries history, that could possibly happen.
There's a good possibility that those souls. Can you just imagine that thing breaks and they just jump into the first bodies they see? And who?
Well, I'm hoping Kai is in there, and then he can, like, be reunited with his headless body and then, like, regenerate his head, and then Chrislyn will be back.
I don't know. You're kind of asking for a miracle on that one.
Oh, no. I'm going to throw that out there on every recap show, okay? Because I want Chrislyn
okay.
back, and yes, I know he's filming Containment, but I want him back.
Which, by the way, Containment is really, really awesome, and holy arms Chris Wood in that show.
Oh my God. Chris Wood got beefy.
Side note. Yes, he did. He if you like Authority and you like Chris Wood, you're gonna love this show. Also, there's gross zombies, but just ignore that and just watch the arms. But anyway, back to Chris Wood.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back, but still.
We are close to Christmas time, and, you know, Christmas miracles do happen sometimes. So maybe Julie Plec will throw you a bone. But I'm not going to count on that.
Cross our fingers.
Call in a favor and see what happens.
I mean, even if he comes back as, like, a cute other person with the same dialogue that Kai had, I'd be okay with that.
No, no, there's only one Chris Wood. I would not accept another Kai. Ever. That's like trying to accept another Klaus. Would you accept a Klaus that wasn't Joseph Morgan or Matt Davis playing Klaus?
No. No, but see, the only reason I would be okay with it is because Chris Wood is going to be on Containment, so I can watch him over there. But, yeah, I would want him to play Kai again, but if we had, you know, we could warm up to somebody else. We did it with Cole.
Yeah, but I really, okay, well, yes, we did learn to accept Dennis Sharman. Welcome to the club. But it's not the same. I mean, yes, Alaric Klaus is fun. Daniel Sharman Cole is cool. But I feel like it just would not be right. I don't know.
Chris Wood was,
Kai.
Like, made to play that part.
Yeah, so. And plus, we have the luxury of doing flashbacks with the original Cole, so we can always have the best of both worlds. And we can have the best of both worlds with Alaric, well, not anymore, but we had the best of both worlds with Alaric Klaus because it was him and then the real one. So we wouldn't have that option with Kai, obviously.
And let's say show flashbacks. Oh, my God. Okay, we have to get off of Chris Wood because I'm just going to find any reason to bring him back. Oh, my God.
They're going to do the opposite of what we say. So let's not mention Chris Wood anymore. Okay.
No, we still will,
whole situation. We know that Tyler in the future has Elena's body, and he's successful. And maybe the only one to make it out of Mystic Falls happily?
It's possible because we still haven't seen Matt in any of the flash forwards.
Oh, gosh. Does that mean he's, you know, I hope not.
I don't know because we still have to find out who Bonnie was talking about, that she lost someone she loved or whatever because of something that she did. So I don't know if we're supposed to think it's Matt. Maybe it's not.
What
Maybe
if
they're like
messing with us and it's friggin' Elena that she's talking about?
It could be. Because I think they might be trying to trick us. Like, oh, look, Matt's the only person you haven't seen 3 years from now.
Yeah. I feel like these flash forwards are Julie's form of, it's her form of trolling. She's like, I'm messing with you guys. You think you know. You can make all the theories you want, but you have no idea what's going on.
Hopefully, at the end of the season, they're going to be like, hey, all these flash forwards were fake. It was all a dream.
It was all
None of this is going to happen.
Oh, gosh. I just hope that this is the only season we're going to see this many flash forwards, because I can't take it. Maybe we should actually flash to the real forward.
Forget what's happening now.
Saying.
We just want to see whatever. I don't like them. I don't.
Yeah.
What do you think was up with all those people that were compelled at the high school that had the IVs?
I don't know. I really, you know what? I do not know where this show is going, so I have no idea what's going on with those people.
It looks creepy as shit, though, because they were all sitting there with the IVs hooked up, and I'm like, what the hell?
When you close your eyes.
And then that guy's like, do you know how to get to the high school? He kept saying it, and I was like, shut up. What the hell is wrong with you?
It sounds like that one dude is so high out of his mind, he doesn't know where he is. But he thinks that by asking the same question over and over again, it just makes it more
He's gonna get a
understandable.
Different answer.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. I wonder if somebody's, like, trying to create some kind of an army or something. Which would probably be Julian because he's a dick.
It could be him because he's sneaky like that. He would.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trust him, and I don't know why Lily is so in love with this guy and so trusting of him, even though she did say that he is a different person, or he said that he is a different person.
Yeah.
So there might be something coming between them in next episode, but we'll have to see.
Well, if I were her, I'd be scared because he was saying that when he was in the Phoenix Stone, that he lived like the same day and he killed Lily every day.
Yeah, why don't you go? Like, yeah, I'm going to peace out now.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then the way he was fighting Stefan and Damon, I don't know, that guy's trouble for sure.
Yeah, I still don't like him. I'm still going to name him guy number 3 until he does something to be impressive. So, mm-hmm. Julian, this is my challenge. Can you be interesting and an interesting villain like a Kai or a Niklaus?
It could be
maybe.
Coming. I think Lily's going to turn on him. That's what I think, because she...
If she had
she
a brain, she
him,
would.
Yeah, because I was surprised that she told him she didn't want her sons to die. Because he was asking her, like, since when do you, basically, like, since when does she care? And she was saying that she didn't want her sons to die, which I thought was interesting because she's been all about Julian up until this point. I don't know.
Maybe after spending time with her vampire sons, who she feared when she was first turned?
I don't know. I think seeing his actions when he's been back might.
Of either how she would be with her children or how her children would accept her or not accept her. Maybe that
mm-hmm.
would have been looming overhead and keeping her away from them for so long. And now that she actually has spent time with them, she realizes, you know, hey, it's not so bad. And I actually do love my kids and I want to protect them.
Yeah, that was interesting to me because I like the girl who plays Lily. So I don't want her to... Like, I want her to team up with Stefan and Damon. You know what I mean? I don't think she's ever going to be
mm-hmm.
mom of the year with them. But
no.
But
it would be
I would
nice.
Like to see them team up with each other.
Change to take down Julian, the not-so-interesting villain so far. So
yeah, because I think, you know, everybody has these weird relationships with their parents on the show. And even, like, with Kai, when they showed the video from Alaric's wedding, that Valerie was watching and she recognized that chant. Like, when I watched that scene last season, I was thinking they were just trying to stop Kai. But I'm like, oh my God, they're going to let this guy keep doing whatever the hell he was doing. They just wanted to protect those twins. So
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I would like to see Lily be a decent parent to her kids rather than being like, you know, Kai's father who was just trying to protect the next generation of twins. He didn't care what happened to his children, regardless that Kai was a killer, okay? But he was a hot one.
Yeah, we haven't seen a semi-normal relationship between an adult and and their offspring since
exactly
probably Aunt Jenna. And even that was a little iffy.
Aww.
But yeah, Aunt Jenna, yeah, she was great. And that was like a nice, the show needs someone, a nice, normal relationship to kind of ground it in this supernatural hoopla. That's
hey,
the
maybe
missing.
they can find a way to bring Jenna back and then her and Alana are engaged and Caroline is engaged to someone else.
Okay. On that dream. Okay. Sure. Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. I'm full of dreams today, aren't I?
Yes, you're a nice dreamer. Dreams are important. Your dreams are valid. And, you know, Disney says something about something with dreams and something about dreams. I don't know. Google it. But sure, yeah. In the meantime, I'll be over here waiting for Julie Plec to explain what is going on with Alaric and Caroline.
Yeah, we definitely need to know this.
Yes. Well, that's all I had to say about this episode. But, you know, it's getting better. It's getting more interesting. And especially that heartbreaking scene really, really nibbled at my heart. So there's that.
I know. Yes.
Yeah. It's getting better. But we do have the originals coming right up after this. So stick around and definitely check us out on Vero.com, on Facebook at Variety Realign, on Twitter at Vero, and of course, TheVero.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.